Today we celebrate the feast of one of the greatest doctors of the church, St. Albert the Great. He was the teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas and his very good friend. And it's interesting because he died in 1280, right after the Council of Lyons. And of course, his council was a very good council. The first thing it did, other than condemning heresies, was it brought back the Eastern churches into communion with the Pope. All the bishops agreed, but not the kings. So the political entity interfered in the life of the church. But it was a very important council, so important that the devil was horribly against it. And St. Thomas Aquinas never made it there. St. Bonaventure died during the council, and then right after, St. Albert the Great. St. Albert became friends as a student. He went to study in Padua, and everyone in those days that wanted to get a law degree went to Padua, and he met the Father General of the Dominicans, Blessed Jordan of Saxony, and there Blessed Jordan convinced him that he would be better for the church in many ways to become a Dominican. So he became a Dominican. Then he was sent back to Cologne, and he was originally from Swabia, not far from there, and began to teach, and he also taught there and in Paris with St. Thomas Aquinas. In addition, he was made Bishop of Regensburg, or Ratisbonne in French, and did much there to purify and strengthen the faith and the life of the clergy and of the catechumens and so forth. So he was a very good bishop, even though he was a great doctor. And not only did he excel in theology and philosophy, but he also, as a colleague of today's Mass attests, he excelled in all the sciences. He was so intelligent, so full of wisdom, that his enemies condemned him of being a witch because he knew too much. No human being could possibly know that much without being a witch. And of course, he wasn't. But they were all aghast at his tremendous knowledge. St. Albert, towards the end of his life, he resigned of being Bishop of Regensburg, and then something which is very interesting, usually people who use their minds don't lose them, and it's important to use your mind. Of course, in this day and age, when we have so many people with senility and Alzheimer's, it's very important to use your mind. Albert used his mind, but nevertheless, the last 3 years of his life, he began to lose his memory and to lose his mind, which is a very, very odd thing. It must have been one of the many attacks of the devil against those who love God. In addition, though his canonization should have been almost instant, it was not until 1920 that Pope Pius XI canonized him. Canonizations of saints, unfortunately, though they are infallible, unfortunately, they have a lot to do with politics. And there were people who did not want to see Albert canonized. But he was canonized nevertheless and named a doctor of the church a few years later. So today, we invoke his assistance in this day and age of total mayhem and insanity in the church, that he may guide us back to the truth and back to sanity and the true faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.